John 15, 1 through 17, from the Message. I am the real vine, and my Father is the farmer. He cuts off every branch of me that doesn't bear grapes, and every branch that is grape-bearing, he prunes back so it will bear even more. You are already pruned back by the message I have spoken. Live in me. Make your home in me just as I do in you. In the same way that a branch can't bear grapes by itself, but only by being joined to the vine, you can't bear fruit unless you are joined with me. I am the vine, you are the branches. When you are joined with me and I with you, the relation intimate and organic, the harvest is sure to be abundant. Separated, you can't produce a thing. Anyone who separates from me is dead wood, gathered up and thrown on the bonfire. But if you make yourselves at home with me and my words are at home in you, you can be sure that whatever you ask will be listened to and acted upon. This is how my Father shows who he is, when you produce grapes, when you mature as my disciples. I loved you the way my Father has loved me. Make yourselves at home in my love. If you keep my commands, you'll remain intimately at home in my love. That's what I have done, kept my Father's commands and made myself at home in his love. I told you these things for a purpose, that my joy might be your joy and your joy wholly mature. This is my command, love one another the way I loved you. This is the very best way to love. Put your life on the line for your friends. You are my friends when you do the things I command you. I'm no longer calling you servants because servants don't understand what their master is thinking and planning. No, I've named you friends because I've let you in on everything I've heard from the Father. You didn't choose me. Remember, I chose you and put you in the world to bear fruit, fruit that won't spoil. As fruit bearers, whatever you ask the Father in relation to me, he gives you. But remember the root command, love one another.
This week, we're celebrating Augustana College as more than an academic institution. This week, we're celebrating Augustana as home. For some of us, Augie has been home for quite a while now, 4 or 5 or 6 years, and for many of the faculty, much longer than that. Alumni have come back to this place that once was their physical home to experience Augustana as an emotional and spiritual home all over again. And for those of you who have been on our campus a little over a month now, I pray that Augustana is beginning to truly feel like your home too. I still remember the first time I said I was planning to go home, referring to Augustana in front of my mom. I believe her response was, "What?" And then it looked as though she might burst into tears. You see, for me, Augustana was becoming more than a physical place as I experienced the love and nurture and coming into myself that I associated with being at home. As Christians, though, we are called to something more than seeking out or even creating these home-like places to live our lives. Our ideal earthly homes, both physical and not, manifest fundamentally Christian values, values such as community, love, and service toward one another. And the Augustana community is in so many ways a wonderful example of this ideal home. Ultimately, however, we are called to make our home in Christ as we simultaneously welcome Christ at home in us. What does this mean for our relationship with Christ? Well, as the text tells us, our relationship with him becomes intimate and organic. It transforms the more formal master-to-servant relationship into a friendship. Think about friendship for just a moment. Not in the social networking, I have 472 friends on Facebook sort of way, but think about authentic friendship. Those relationships with people who you speak to or see on a regular basis, or even if you don't, you always pick up your relationship right where you left off. With these individuals, you probably possess a distinct level of intimacy, a deep feeling of being at home in their presence. This kind of relationship could not exist without an investment of emotional energy on both your parts and the deliberateness required for sharing time and space. In the same way, we cannot expect to be intimately acquainted with Christ apart from making time and space for him in our day-to-day lives. Nor can we be fruit-bearing disciples in the world as he intended us to be. Now, while you might agree that making time and space in our lives for Christ is a nice ideal, you're probably wondering where I propose you find this extra time and space in your life. Well, actually, God is prepared to do that for you if you simply allow him to prune your life branch. We can hardly enjoy a beautiful physical home if it's filled with the messes and clutter, leaving no space to relax and recharge physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. For those of you who have seen my dorm room, I know you're probably thinking that it's very ironic I should include a lesson on home cleanliness. And I admit that I'm preaching as much to myself as anyone here. But just as we must, or should, clean our homes of clutter, we must also clear our lives of the endless to-do lists and clear our souls of the growth-stunting chaos that occurs when we don't. We must prepare our hearts for the pruning process that includes having those unhealthy parts of our self-identity stripped from us. I like being busy, I say, or I'm way more productive when I have lots to do. And while this may be true, I've grown too accustomed to losing myself, as Christ intended me to be, amidst an accumulation of worldly distractions. In many ways, a busy life has become a convenient way to deny the fact that my life needs some serious pruning. If being of service to others is an inconvenience to my busy day, I probably need to let Christ do some pruning to my planner and to my attitude. If I go, go, go from morning until night without a moment to spare for the one I claim to have at the center of my life, my priorities need some pruning. This reminds me of a letter I've had framed in my room for some time. It begins, "My dear friend, as you got up this morning, I watched you and hoped you would talk to me, even if it was just a few words, asking my opinion or thanking me for something good that happened in your life yesterday." The letter goes on to walk through an entire day like this, God patiently waiting and hoping that the oblivious human might acknowledge him at some time, in some way. Eventually, the human has made it through their day, complete with just enough time for phone conversations and TV watching, but without any time left for God. God says, it's hard to have a one-sided conversation. I've kept this letter for so long because I identify so directly with the human it's written for. How many times have I left God in that one-sided conversation? How many days of mine have looked heartbreakingly similar to the one depicted here? But God is always there, ready to welcome us back into our immovable, unshakable home in Christ. While he loves us the way we are, he loves us too much to leave us that way. He knows which of our dying parts inhibit our living being. Pruning is not a process we go through to discover our hidden talents and gifts. It's a sometimes painful process we go through to realize what it is that limits us in furthering the glory of God in our lives and in the lives of those around us. Even once we recognize that our lives need pruning, we still experience this tension between fully surrendering our lives to Christ, to prune us of what we know of ourselves, and knowing that as we do, we come further into our true self than we ever were before. The good news is this, that Christ has chosen us. When we are connected to Christ the vine, and we find ourselves at home in him, this puts us in touch with God's will, God's word, and God's love. If we let him into our spiritual home, God will prune our hearts and our lives. Christ tells us all this that his joy may be our joy, and that we might remember to love as he loved. As we welcome Christ at home in us, may we be open to the ways in which he wishes to change our lives, celebrating the joy and love that comes from a pruned heart. No matter how many different places you call home throughout your lifetime, I pray that finding your home in Christ and welcoming him at home in you is your greatest homecoming of every day. Amen.